Mr. T only wishes he could be a guest with Don Vogel on AM 1500 KSTP.
Hey, fool, this is Mr. T, and I want to wish everybody a happy Valentine's Day from one sweetheart to another sweetheart.
Thank you, Mr. T. Oh, yeah. Richard Nixon's dead. He died last Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it, tell me about it, tell me about it, tell me about it. You know that Richard Nixon's dead?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He died last Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know it's all over for the trickster. Now there ain't nothing can make him uptight. Oh, yeah, baby.
Don Vogel, Stone Blind, Out of My Mind, the Afternoon Saloon. We thought we would talk to Mr. Nixon on the Heaven Hotline since he is now there. He'll be, his body will be buried Wednesday, but we know where his soul is, and we know where the essence of the man is, and so we have him on the line. So we thought we'd say good afternoon to him. Mr. Nixon, this is Don Vogel. Good afternoon, sir.
Hello, Don. Very nice to talk to you and all your fine listeners. Oh, that music stirs up my cockles.
Well, I imagine even at this point you like your cockles stirred. I know we all do. I'd like to ask you, sir, the big question that everybody wants to know when somebody does perish, what's it like?
Well, you know, it's a little scary at first, but you know, after a while when you get where you want to go, as I did, what they do is they call you in and they have a little talk with you.
Who does?
Well, you know, I can't say exactly who, but the heaven people.
The heaven people.
That's right. They call you in, each one of their new residents, and they talk to you.
What kind of stuff do they ask you?
Well, they ask you basically, what do you think you did wrong on Earth? What do you think you did right? And then they tell you what they think you did wrong. And, of course, you don't argue with them because you don't want to go to the other place.
I understand. So what do they say you did wrong, basically?
Well, you know, I was so damn paranoid. If I had just... I had this self-fulfilling prophecy. You know what those are, Don?
Well, yeah, that's when you believe something strongly and all of a sudden you make it happen. You sort of fulfill your own prophecy.
Thus the name, self fulfilling prophecy. And let me make this perfectly clear. I did that.
How so?
Well, I mean, I hated the media, and I thought the media was against me. And more I thought about it, the more they were against me. And the more I acted upon the fears that they were against me, the more they were against me, damn it.
So if you would have just been cooler, not worried so much about the media, about reporters, you would have been fine.
Why, of course, for crying out loud. Look at Clinton. Look at all the crap he's done. He gets away with it because he doesn't give a rip.
So if you just hadn't given a rip, you would have been fine.
Of course I would have.
Well, gee, I'm glad. It's too bad you didn't know that when you were on Earth, but...
Well, I'd rather know it now than never. You know, since I've been up here, interesting things have happened. I've gotten to know JFK a little bit better. You know, on Earth, I couldn't stand the bastard.
I know you two, of course, had your great run for the presidency together and a lot of debating, and he sort of showed you up.
Well, look, yeah, he showed me up, but I was sick. If I'd have gone on TV and said, you know, Americans, I don't feel well. If I'd have done that, if I'd have shown that human side, people would have felt sorry for me. They would have thought, boy, that Nixon, what a trooper. Talking to the American people despite the fact that he's got the flu. But I didn't do that.
Well, sometimes you just live and learn. Of course, in your case, I guess you die and learn.
That's a good one, Don. Well, you know, I think Jack Kennedy found a babe for me, so I'm going to be taking my leave. See you later, Don, and hail to the president.